What if the most powerful leadership tool isn't your strategy, your title, or your MBA, but your mind? This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of the mind of the leader, which has transformed how executives at companies like Google, Microsoft, and Marriott approach leadership. Based on research with over 30,000 leaders across 100 countries, the evidence is clear. Traditional leadership approaches are failing in today's complex world. With 82% of employees finding their leaders uninspiring and only 13% reporting engagement, something fundamental needs to change. The answer begins not with new management techniques, but with understanding and training your own mind, a principle articulated by Peter Drucker decades ago, but largely forgotten in modern leadership development. Three mental qualities form the foundation for effective leadership today: mindfulness, M, selflessness, S, and compassion, C. Together, these create MSC leadership, a framework addressing our needs for meaning, connection, and contribution. Mindfulness means being fully present with focused attention and awareness. Both a practice and a state, it enables greater mental effectiveness by teaching you to manage your attention. Research shows mindfulness strengthens immunity, improves memory and concentration, enhances creativity, and reduces absenteeism. It shifts cognitive control to the brain's frontal regions, enabling better emotional resilience and decision-making. Selflessness combines strong self-confidence with humble service intention. It's about getting out of your own way to unleash people's natural energy. As Jim Collins found in Good to Great, the most successful leaders blend humility with strong will. True humility comes from recognizing our limited individual importance within the larger organization. Compassion involves understanding others' perspectives and taking supportive action. Unlike empathy, where you absorb others' suffering, compassion empowers skillful response. Research shows compassionate leaders are perceived as stronger, and organizations with compassionate cultures enjoy better collaboration, more trust, and lower turnover. When Vincent Siciliano realized he was causing morale issues at his bank despite business success, he discovered he was leading from his head and not his heart. Self-awareness, monitoring your thoughts, emotions, and values moment to moment, enables authentic leadership that balances logic with heart. The distinction between mind and brain is important. Your brain consists of billions of neurons, while your mind encompasses your total experience of being. Through neuroplasticity, we can physically change our brain structure with mental training. Consistent practice strengthens areas like the prefrontal cortex, though our distracted environments can rewire our brains toward distraction. Scientists estimate 45% of our behaviors operate below conscious awareness. This autopilot is necessary, but not always beneficial for leadership. Mindfulness creates a vital one-second gap between impulse and action, the space where good decisions happen. It also calibrates your value compass, enabling ethical decisions in morally ambiguous situations. For today's leaders, focus has become as crucial as financial analysis or time management. Research shows we're distracted 47% of the time, with 73% of leaders feeling distracted some or most of the time. The productivity equation is now focus, time, competence equals productivity. Without focus, productivity suffers. Neurologically, distraction is our brain's default state, occurring in older brain regions, while focus happens in the prefrontal cortex. Though we have genetic predispositions towards certain focus abilities, we can improve them through practice. Multitasking is a myth. We cannot focus on two things simultaneously. What feels like multitasking is actually shift tasking, rapidly switching attention between tasks. This switching depletes mental energy, reduces effectiveness, increases errors, and stifles creativity. Research shows multitaskers become masters of everything that is irrelevant, experiencing lower job satisfaction and impaired memory. Creating focus time requires discipline. Block calendar time during peak focus hours, communicate its importance to colleagues, set clear goals, and eliminate distractions. Success comes from resisting dopamine-driven urges like checking email to maximize productivity. Neuroscience reveals no brain control center for ego, just a self-referential voice creating the illusion of fixed identity. This insight is liberating. If our ego isn't fixed, we can transcend self-limiting beliefs. Research shows egocentrism correlates with negative outcomes. Higher usage of first-person pronouns links to heart disease, depression, and anxiety, while collective pronouns improve health outcomes. Senior executives consistently identify the downsides of big egos: vulnerability to criticism, susceptibility to manipulation, narrowed vision, and corrupted values. Power demonstrably corrupts behavior. Studies show people in power positions are 3 times more likely to interrupt, multitask during meetings, raise their voices, and speak insultingly. Though people typically gain power through empathy and collaboration, these qualities often diminish as their power increases. Contrary to fears that selflessness creates weak leaders, effective leadership pairs selflessness with strong self-confidence. This combination enables advocating for ideas without ego attachment. The most successful leaders balance selflessness with confident self-care, uniting personal ambition with moral conviction. Physical presence differs from mental presence. A pharmaceutical director received poor engagement reviews despite tracking time with reports. After adopting daily mindfulness, his team noted dramatic improvement despite him spending 21% less time with them. Quality trumped quantity. Bain and Company research identified centeredness, mindful presence, as the most essential leadership trait among 33 characteristics. When Douglas Conant became Campbell Soup CEO in 2001, he made presence his guiding principle. He created touch points, brief moments of genuine connection with individuals at all levels. He walked the plant daily, memorized names of employees and family members, and wrote over 30,000 handwritten gratitude letters. These weren't productivity tactics, but sincere efforts to support his people. Importantly, presence can't be faked. People immediately sense inauthentic presence, which is worse than absence. People trust those fully present with them. Research shows that compared to low-trust companies, employees at high-trust companies report 74% less stress, 106% more energy, 50% higher productivity, 76% more engagement, and 60% more job satisfaction. Google's study of 180 teams confirmed that presence, trust, and psychological safety were key determinants of team performance. Culture eats strategy for breakfast, as Peter Drucker claimed. While most organizations claim to value people, few truly place them at their core. About 90% of organizational change initiatives fail because culture isn't sufficiently considered. Leaders shape culture through their influence on unconscious values and beliefs. Despite our neurological drive for connection at work, engagement remains low. Since the 1976 theory of the firm shifted focus to shareholder wealth above employee well-being, companies have prioritized short-term results over long-term benefits. Harvard professors argue boards must prioritize company health before shareholder wealth for sustainable performance. Real culture change requires leadership modeling behaviors, not just talking about them. Barry Wemmeler demonstrates this with their mission of providing meaningful lives for team members. During the 2008 financial crisis, they implemented unpaid leave instead of layoffs, emerging by 2010 with record revenues and unprecedented loyalty. In our rapidly changing world, we need leaders with stable minds who respond mindfully with selfless confidence and wise compassion. The most powerful leadership transformation begins with internal development, training your mind to be present, selfless, and compassionate. When you change your mind, you change your leadership, and ultimately, your world.